you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, yes, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Of course, on this Thursday, February the 13th, 2014. And just a little reminder, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, gentlemen, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Just a nice little reminder from your friends here at Great News Radio. Friend, how you doing? It's Joey with you. Yes, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and I have a little plan set up for my wife, but since this is being broadcast through the airwaves and she has the ability and possibility of her listening, we will share it next week, just in case. But how you doing? So good to be spending some time with you today. Of course, it is another cold day here in the area. It is, of course, Thursday, February the 13th, 2014. I pray that your week is going along quite well. We're almost to the end. And in fact, Tuesday night, I had a meeting related to work on Tuesday night in Lincoln, Illinois. And we were sitting around. It was a professional meeting, and they had candy and they had popcorn in the middle of the table. So I reach over and got one of those Tootsie Rolls. I opened it up. I bit into it, and I cracked my tooth. And my temporary filling came out in the midst of all of that. And so I was like, I bit into it and I felt the crunch. I know some of us are squirming right now, but I felt the crunch. I was like, oh no. So here I was at this professional meeting, trying not to let everyone else know what was going on. I got up. I went to the bathroom and just, it was, it's been an interesting week. It really has. So very uncomfortable. And the moral of the story is your dentist has been right since day one. Candy and sugar are not good for you. So I have an appointment with my dentist here tomorrow. So praise the Lord. So I pray your week is coming along quite well. And hey, be sure to mark your calendar. I'm not sure if you had a chance to sign up yet for the Genesis Bible study that we've been doing. We've been hosting at Judah Christian School the first and third Friday of every month. And it's been going on here for the last couple of weeks now. The next edition will be next Friday night from 6:30 to 8:00. Again, it's the Genesis Bible study at Judah Christian School in Champaign. There is still room for you, and the cost is $10 for the materials and all of that stuff. You can RSVP 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And, oh, I'm so looking forward to this. Saturday night, March 29th, celebrating 1,000 years of church hymns. It's going to be a special concert with Steve Green and Twyla Paris, along with the singing men of GNN at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Yeah, they'll be singing your favorite church hymns, but also some of your favorite Steve Green songs and Twyla Paris songs as well. And this is Saturday night, March 29th. Tickets are just $15, but there's also special VIP tickets with meet and greet and all of that for $40. So you have that opportunity as well. Plus, we're also looking for additional business and family sponsors for this event as well. So contact us. We'll share the many advantages of helping bring and support this concert right here in the area. The number again is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. So lots of great stuff happening, except if you were with me at the business meeting on Tuesday night. But lots of great stuff coming up here in the next couple of weeks and months ahead. Well, friend, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be taking a look at Psalm 139. We're going to be talking about the sanctity of human life, because every life is sacred to God. So we're going to be taking a look at Psalm 139 right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Yeah.
friend, living the Christian life as strangers and aliens in this world has been a challenge for believers in every century. I mean, some people see truth and the Word of God as an outdated and irrelevant concept. In fact, one of the most popular teachings of our day is that you can't know the truth about anything because truth is relative, which means you believe that, so therefore that's your truth, but that doesn't mean it's true for me. That's the mindset of the generation and the world today. And I'll tell you what, it is always good to go back to the source, which is the Word of God, to find out what is really true. Last month, in the month of January, we celebrated the sanctity of human life. And today we're going to ask the question and answer it, is life really sacred? In fact, God values life, and so should we. The God of creation, who created us in His image, provides us with several insights into His perspective about the incalculable worth of a human life. Any mother who gives birth and holds her child in her arms that first time knows there is incredible worth and value in her arms. In fact, I love what the Word of God talks about when it comes to the value of life. Psalm 139 says, "You have searched me, O Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my laying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. For you created my inmost being," in verse 13, "you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." We read here in Psalm 139, I just read just a handful of verses from that psalm, but David, who's the author of Psalm 139, just marveled at the Lord's comprehensive knowledge and awareness of Him. The God, friend, who created you and me and us, and who has a plan for us, is also the God who is with us wherever we may be. God is always present with His people. He is mindful of our daily schedules, activities, and thoughts. He goes before us, and He goes behind us. I mean, God is always with us. There's that famous passage, I think it's in Matthew chapter 1, where it says, "And His name will be called Emmanuel," which means God with us. A lot of people think that's just a Christmas scripture, but that is a scripture for every single day, because even though here we are, it is February 2014, He is still with us. He is still Emmanuel. Jesus was the Word who became flesh, came to earth to save His people. So the fact that God has developed a detailed plan for every aspect of our existence is further proof of our worth to Him. And David recognized that he had been fearfully and wonderfully made in Psalm 139, verse 14. God Himself is the source and the designer of our existence. He formed our inward parts and knit us together in our mother's womb. You know, friend, if we take these verses seriously, if we take them from what it says here in the Word of God, we are left with no other option than the reality that human life begins at conception. Listen to this. From Psalm 139, verse 16, this is from the Word of God. It says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body." So in other words, you're still grown in your mama's belly. Okay? So your eyes saw my unformed body. And it says here, "All the days ordained for me were written in your book." So God was putting together a plan. And He goes on to say, "before one of them came to be." So in other words, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So in other words, God was preparing your life. He was planning out your life while you were still in your mother's womb. So we are left with no other option than the reality that human life begins at conception. We don't need a medical degree to understand that a life in an embryonic form is a life and not a meaningless blob. And honestly, these verses reveal the stunning contrast between God's view of human life and the view fueled that landmark decision, Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion in 1973. Big contrast. And in fact, according to the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 50 million abortions have been performed in the United States since 1973. 50 million abortions. In fact, let me just say that 50 million babies created in the image of God have been aborted since 1973. So God values human life. But what about those children born with disabilities or deformities? I mean, does God have a plan for them too? Then why did he allow for them to be born that way? That's a common question, and that's an understandable question too. What did he make a mistake? And if you're a parent or a grandparent or a family member or a loved one who was born like this, you know for a fact, you know in your heart of hearts that God has a plan for them too, amen? These realities are a part of humanity's fallen state. I mean, honestly, if you look around, what we see today is not God's original plan. All of creation has been affected by sin. It goes back to the garden. But absolutely, God has a plan for those born with disabilities or deformities. In fact, he loves them. You read the Gospels, Jesus healed those who were blind and those who were lame, those who could not walk. He loves them and has a plan for them too. People judge from the outside. 1 Samuel 16 says, people judge from appearance, but God looks at the heart. Can I get an amen? God looks at the heart. And let's not forget too, that those who are called children of God, those who accepted Christ in their hearts, the body that you and I have today is just a temporary body. We're going to get a brand new body. Whew. Nice little do-over for some of us. I mean, man, I can eat donuts and probably not even gain weight. Praise the Lord. But God values life. The human body with all of its members and functions is an astounding, complex, and amazingly orchestrated creation. In fact, I was reading the other day, or I heard on the radio, I forgot where it was, but there's this one atheist scientist who didn't believe in creation, didn't believe the things of God whatsoever, but as he studied more and more and looked at all the cells and the chromosomes and the X chromosomes and the Y chromosome and all of that stuff, he was just overwhelmed and said, there must be a creator, because nothing like this happened from a big bang. So given these truths, it is no wonder that David erupted in praise and wonder. He says, your works are wonderful, in verse 14 of Psalm 139. So we should live in light of the fact that God values us. He has assigned worth to those made in his image. Jesus confirmed the truth that God values human life. It says in, I think it's Luke 12, it says, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And beyond that, God also knows us completely. Our past, present, and future actions and thoughts are seen by an all-powerful and all-knowing God. This knowledge blew David's mind. I mean, he couldn't even wrap his mind around the reality of that Lord taking an intimate interest in him. Friend, God's love and care for us is particularly amazing. Think about that. Given that he knows everything about us, the good, the bad, and the not so good, and the ugly, God knew the worst about David. Come on now, if you know who King David was, you know his past, you know his struggles, and he knows the worst about us. Yet, because of his love, grace, and mercy, he values us and still sets his love upon us anyway. And the ultimate demonstration of God's value, God's view and value of us, just look at the cross of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5 verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The sacredness of human life is grounded in the facts that God created us, you and me, friend, in his image, knows every detail of our existence, and has given his son in order to save us from our sins. Friend, God calls us to value, cherish, and guard human life. So show the sanctity of each life today.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your glorious name.
Now, currently one of my favorites, the group Mercy's Well, and Blessed be your name. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you, and thank you so much for your prayerful and your financial support of Great News Radio. You can find out more about giving by going through our website at greatnewsradio.org, or you can send in your gift of support and words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 1-800-231-6143. Thanks again for your financial and prayerful support of this radio ministry. Well, tomorrow morning, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends with Mark and Jason in the studio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.